24 past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
Sarah America Radio. Morning Sedition. We're going to be talking to James Walker in a few minutes. Riley, I think I put on 10 pounds down in Gainesville.
Oh, here we go. Eating
cobbler,
gator meat.
French toast. I was at a bed and breakfast. They put cookies out. You could just eat them whenever you wanted.
Oh.
I've been doing this weird binge eating on Saturdays, but on weekends. I'm not going to go into this. Okay, wait. Who is this on the phone? It looks like we have a caller. He's not going to tell us what his name is or where he's calling from. What's up? You're on. Can I help you with something?
Would you like to join the revolution?
What revolution is that, sir?
Well, first, let me ask you some questions.
Okay, shoot.
Are you tired of the conservatives' incessant bashing of liberals, using lies and misinformation to make liberals look like freaks?
Yes.
And even making the word liberal a bad word?
Yeah, of course. We were just talking about this the other day.
Don't you think it's time liberals fed these bastards some of their own medicine? Give back as dirty as they give?
Yes, absolutely.
Rake their sacred cows over the coals?
Yes.
I mean, really, turn the conservatives' tactics on themselves.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yes, amen, brothers, yes. Let's, like, go after, take out the whole crystal fascist zombie brigade.
Well, I'm not so sure if I'm comfortable with that language, really, Mark. Wait a minute. Christians,
what?
We can't afford to alienate them any more than we already have. Let's call them the uptight silly misters.
What?
Ouch. That was smart. I'd like to hear what they say about that.
Okay, well, I guess it's a little, I don't know. Well, how about Arthur Finkelstein going after Hillary, man? What a giant hypocrite. He's gay and he's a Republican. What's that about? This guy's got to go down.
Yeah, but. Mark, that's a sexuality issue, and Mike feels strongly about people's privacy. Let's think progressively here, but let's go get 'em.
I'm with you, man. How about the Patriot Act, buddy? Our freedoms are being stripped away. It's time to march on Washington, brothers and sisters.
Yes, Mark, to Washington.
Yeah.
As long as we don't come off as soft on terror, we get back into that corner a lot, and I think it hurts us, you know?
I feel like you're being a little squeamish about the revolution here. I mean, the whole point is to get active and fight back, right, against the conservatives, but you just poo-pooed everything I've suggested here.
Yeah, but they will suffer. We will find a way to punish them. A tactful way that won't necessarily hurt anyone's feelings or reflect badly upon us.
But you see, that's the problem, man. That's what all liberals do. We're too soft. We're not willing to get really down and dirty and make stuff up like they do. Get violent. Face it, we're wusses, man.
Well, I may agree with that sentiment. I'm not completely comfortable with that word. It's a little offensive to women.
We're doomed, man.
Oh, you'll be hearing from us, Mark. Ooh, geez, I hope that didn't sound too threatening. What I meant is we'll call back when it's convenient.
All right, man. Well, what do you call yourselves anyways? What's your group's name?
The North American Mobilized Battalion of Liberal Aggressors.
Dude, that would make your acronym NAMBLA.
Yeah, so?
Well, NAMBLA's already used by someone.
Oh, no, who?
The North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Oh, God, no. I had T-shirts and bumper stickers printed. No wonder they looked at me funny when I ordered them.
That's a bummer, man.
Oh, my God, my son is wearing one of the T-shirts at his school. I have to go.
Well, okay, well, I guess, there you go, NAMBLA, our only hope, folks.
Wow.
Our only hope.